The Obama administration's top lands official praised the outdoor industry Wednesday, applauding its work to protect public lands. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Former Interior Secretary Sally Jewell made her first public statement since leaving office. She was speaking to industry officials and their allies in the conservation community. Jewell encouraged their growing political activism, especially defending Bears Ears National Monument created in December.
Now we understand more about this administration, and I think it's fair to say we have very real threats facing the public lands that we all love so much.
Jewell attacked the new administration's plans to shrink Bears Ears from 1.3 million acres. She said it would be illegal and contrary to what millions of Americans say they want for the extraordinary landscape.
President Trump is putting himself on the wrong side of history. If he acts to revoke national monuments, he will go down as one of the most anti-conservation presidents in the history of this nation.
Jewell made the remarks at the outdoor industry's last trade show here. The convention is quitting Utah after two decades, largely because the state's Republican political leaders object to Bears Ears and favor state control of federal lands. Steve Bullock is the Democratic governor of Montana. He said the two-thirds GOP majority in that state supports public lands.
It underscores that whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a libertarian, a vegetarian, the outdoor recreation economy is important to every person throughout the West and throughout the United States.
The Outdoor Industry Association released new data Wednesday showing it has an annual economic impact in Utah of $12.3 billion and supports nearly $4 billion in wages. Judy Faze, KUER News.